While the street was being cleared of the wounded, Smoke and Wolf took that time to charge the sticks of dynamite.
This is gonna come as a right nasty surprise to them old boys across the street.
That's what I'm counting on. How about the wagons and the supplies?
We got nearly all of it loaded. The horses are still hitched up and all right. They're in the alley to my left.
You mean we're actually going to take the wagons?
Damn right. We came into town for supplies, didn't we?
When we start tossing this giant powder, there'll be so much dust and confusion and crashing of ruined buildings and hollering and moaning and groaning. It'll take those varmints over yonder 10 minutes to figure out what the hell happened. Well, by that time, we'll be clear of the pass and home free.
Bad Dog, you and me to the second floor with the dynamite. We can get a better angle from up there. Jenny, to the back. Wolf, when I tap on the floor 3 times, you get the hell gone from the front of the store. Just as soon as the dynamite blows, open up with rifle fire and get to the wagons. We'll blow the rear on our way out.
Hot damn!
Smoke headed upstairs with more tied together dynamite. 3 sticks to a bundle.
The street's all clear, Jensen. No women or kids or animals close by.
Smoke didn't reply, not wanting to give away his new position overlooking the street. He tapped 3 times on the floor as he and Bad Dog were lighting the first bundle of dynamite.
I'm clear!
Smoke and Bad Dog hurled the sputtering lethal charges.
Oh, Jesus God, that's dynamite!
Mayor's office, a Kino joint, one empty building, and Major Cosgrove's office erupted in a million pieces of mud, dust, and dirt. Splinters, bits of paper, busted spittoons, broken coffee pots, pieces of glass, ragged remnants of 4 or 5 pairs of dirty long handles, shredded boots and shoes, no small amount of various body parts. One entire wall collapsed on Biggers and Cosgrove and Fosburn. They weren't badly hurt, but they did pee in their underwear. The dust was so thick it was like a foggy night on the Barbary Coast. It swirled around like whirlwinds.
One more time, Dog.
Let's get.
Smoke and Bad Dog took off, each carrying a bundle of dynamite to give to those hired guns out back. But there was no need for that. Wolf and Barry and Jenny had each tossed a charge, and the back alley was thick with clouds of smoke and dust and hired guns lying on the ground. The only building left intact in the center of the east side of the second block was Chung Lee's laundry. Chung Lee was given some serious thought of going back to China. Smoke didn't have to worry about blowing the pass. No one even heard him leave, much less pursued him as they rode out of town. They came to the pass and Smoke signaled them on, staying behind for a moment or two. He sat his saddle and looked down at the town. The entire town was enveloped in a cloud of dust and smoke from a dozen small fires started by overturned lanterns and cook stoves.
Well, let's get moving, Buck. I don't want to be late for dinner.